Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 18th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Facebook plans to create 10,000 high-skilled jobs in the EU over the next 5 years to develop its metaverse concept. With the announcement, Facebook said the metaverse will require collaboration and cooperation across companies, developers, creators, and policymakers, and be built on openness and interoperability. Bloomberg sources say China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology is considering rules to let search engines index content from other tech companies, allowing WeChat articles or Douyin videos to appear in things like Baidu Search. Regulators are currently polling companies for feedback, and it's unclear if the rules will go forward. Valve updated its onboarding rules page to no longer allow games built on blockchain technology or that issue or allow exchange of cryptocurrencies or NFTs. Meanwhile, Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney tweeted, "Epic Games Store will welcome games that make use of blockchain tech, provided they follow the relevant laws, disclose their terms, and are age-rated by an appropriate group." Twitch posted on its website, following a massive data breach last week, that Twitch passwords have not been exposed, and we are also confident that systems that store Twitch login credentials, which are hashed with bcrypt, were not accessed, nor will full credit card numbers or ACH bank information. Twitch claims that the information exposed only affected a small fraction of users, and the customer impact is minimal, and is also informing those that were affected. Following Reuters' report on Amazon's alleged program of copying products in India, a bipartisan group of five members of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee sent a letter to Amazon CEO Andy Jassy, accusing Amazon of misleading or possibly lying to Congress about business practices. Amazon has until November 1st to provide sworn response to clarify how it uses seller data to develop its own products and request all documents mentioned in the Reuters investigation. A new IKEA Vapabee portable Bluetooth speaker appeared in an FCC filing, offering IP65 rated dust and water resistance and an integrated 20 lumen bulb to serve as a portable lamp. It also includes a Spotify tap button, previously only seen on Bluetooth headphones, that lets you resume Spotify playback where you left off or start a new recommended playlist. We don't know price or release date. The automaker Stellantis and LG Energy Solution announced a new joint venture to produce EV battery cells in North America. This would see a new battery factory built and operating in Q1 2024, with an annual capacity of 40 gigawatt hours, roughly on par with the Panasonic Tesla Gigafactory in Sparks, Nevada. No word on specific location, but construction should start in Q2 2022. Amazon plans to hire an additional 150,000 seasonal staffers in 2021. This is about 50% more seasonal workers than last year. A joint cybersecurity advisory from the FBI, NSA, CISA, and the EPA disclosed that in March, July, and August, seemingly unrelated ransomware organizations hit water and waste treatment facilities in Nevada, Maine, and California, respectively. These attacks led to file encryption at all sites, with one facility seeing a SCADA industrial equipment computer corrupted. The advisory cautioned, this does not represent an uptick in cyber activity against the water system. According to a report from the Wall Street Journal, internal documents from 2 years ago show that Facebook reduced the number of human reviewers focused on hate speech complaints as part of other changes that the report characterized as making Facebook's AI tools look more effective at policy enforcement. In March 2021, a Facebook team reportedly found that automated systems were removing posts which generated between 3 and 5% of the views of hate speech on the social platform. In response, Facebook said content removals were only one tool to combat hate speech, with prevalence of hate speech seen as a more important metric. Facebook claims that for every 10,000 views of a piece of content on Facebook, there were 5 views of hate speech. The retro console maker Analog published details on Analog OS, which will run in its upcoming Analog Pocket mobile console. This will include a library feature, offering a massive database archive of the history of classic games and developers. A memories feature will let users capture and load save states directly to and from a cartridge, and even share them with other Pocket users. The OS also supports capturing and sharing screenshots. These features will be available on Analog OS 1.1 and beyond. The Tor sites belonging to the Revil ransomware operation went offline, with Revil posting on the forum XSS that its domains were hijacked. The post said there was no signs of compromise to Revil's servers, but that it will shut down operations. Current Revil affiliates were told to contact the operators over the messaging app Tox for campaign decryption keys. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple has hired Firouz Famili as its new HomePod software head. Famili worked for Apple between 2012 and 2016 on the original HomePod team before co-founding the high-end audio startup Sing with former Apple designer Christopher Stringer. Apple's previous HomePod software head, Jason Harrison, left Apple to work for Airbnb last year. And finally, David Leacraft filed a class action lawsuit against Canon USA after discovering that his Pixma MG2522 all-in-one printer disabled scanner and fax functionality when printer ink levels were low or empty. The complaint argues Canon's advertising claims are false, misleading, and reasonably likely to deceive the public. Canon forum posts show users complaining about this issue since 2016. The lawsuit seeks $5 million in damages, although the class has yet to receive court approval. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.